Yeah, welcome back to the programme. Well, over the last number of months, Hudson Taylor have been releasing some singles off their new album, which is out today. And already the reaction on social media it's been getting is absolutely brilliant. And I'm joined on the line now by Alfie Hudson Taylor. Alfie, good evening. Welcome to the programme.
Good evening. Lovely to chat to you. And good evening to other listeners as well.
The new album, Searching for Answers, as I said, you've been releasing some singles and teasing this album over the last couple of months. But I'd say after everything that's gone on over the last few years, it's great to have the album out.
It really is. It's such a relief, to be honest. It's been a year in the making, a bit over a year. Harry and I decided to make it in kind of early 2021. And the first song we wrote for it was called Searching for the Answers. And it just summed up everything we were kind of going through at the time with, you know, obviously with the global lockdown and not doing any touring or gigs and just kind of figuring out, what are we doing? Who are we? What do we want out of this music thing? And how do we move forward? The album basically started from there and then kept on writing tunes and then kind of went into the recording process and saw each other for the first time in 18 months.
That is, I mean, incredible to think that for 18 months you were obviously apart, trying to do this all remotely, and whatever about writing a song or two, but trying to put an album together must have been tough.
It certainly was, but it kind of added something different to it. There was lots of, I'd say, positives about not being moving so much. It's very hard to write songs when you're not in one place. You know, we managed it anyway, but this was like a lot slower of a process. I could write a song over 3 weeks. So I'd come up, you know, I'd be out for a walk or I'd be down having a coffee or whatever, and a little lyric would pop into my head and I could write it down. Wouldn't have the pressure to finish everything in a day. That kind of helped. But we wrote about 5 songs first over the internet. Harry sent me a little idea. I'd write some lyrics and send him some words and a few melodies. He'd then expand on it. And then we'd come up with demos. We made about 5 songs. And that's when we decided, right, let's record these 5 songs in June 2021. Went into the studio with our friend Luke, recorded 5 tunes with him. And he had kind of had the idea that when we haven't played together in so long, when we get together again, we're both going to be buzzing off being in the same room and recording these songs. And he was right, because we got together and then we started. After that, we didn't know it, but we wrote 3 of the singles for the album, which are You, Me, Myself, Honest and Hold Out Hope, all came out after we had met up for the first time to record these songs. Not just us, but we'd met up with a band as well to record in the studio, which was, we'd not played music with anybody for a year and a half. And so there was this special and very unique feeling, which I hope doesn't happen again. But yeah, it couldn't have been repeated. It was a real one-off moment that we recorded a lot of the songs. But a lot of the songs we recorded live. So it was difficult, but I think we rose to the challenge and I'm really, really happy with how it came out. I don't think, had it been for not touring and the pandemic and the rest, this album wouldn't have sounded like that. You know what? I don't think it would have happened, to be honest.
We'll talk more about the album and I suppose the challenges that came with the pandemic in a few moments' time, but I was just looking back at some of your previous stuff, which I would have listened to and we would have played it on the programme as well, but the album Loving Everywhere I Go came out in 2020. So essentially, did you go straight into album writing mode again then to get this album out in the next year or two?
Well, not at all, no. That album, Loving Everywhere I Go, we really began writing that in 2017, and so it took the guts of 3 years to kind of make and write and record, and we'd had many different attempts to recording it, and by 2020 we'd spent so much money on it and we'd had a whole summer booked of festivals to kind of pay all that back, and obviously that was all completely wiped away. So it was a bit difficult at first. We tried our best, as everybody did at the time, to adapt to online working. So we were doing, you know, Zoom interviews with radio stations promoting the album and doing YouTube lives and all this sort of stuff during the kind of first lockdown. And then, yeah, just about halfway through 2020, we then decided, you know, like, we've done that album, there's nothing we can do. You know, everyone's kind of, like, there's no work coming in at all. So we just started, we were separate for 6 months, which was the first time in our whole working life that that's ever happened. We didn't really speak all that much for about 6 months. And it was great. I started off doing my own thing. I've always wanted to run a cafe, so I was helping my friend in the kitchen, in his cafe. And Harry was living in Berlin at the time. And, you know, just discovering ourselves as individuals. And then it was 2021 we decided to come together and write this album. And the time did us really well, you know, the 6 months kind of not speaking all that much and yeah, kind of being ourselves, I suppose. Because we had lived in each other's pockets for a long time, and that influenced everything, the songwriting, you know, our business decisions, all this sort of stuff. So it was just, we needed a breather. We didn't know it, but we did. And, of course, it's two of us. So I might have known I needed a breather. Harry might have known it, but none of us wanted to say it because you're upsetting a year of work, you know. So it just happens. And then, yeah, this album's been good to jump into, you know. I feel like I have a purpose again, and I have a job again, and, you know, music does matter.
If I pick you up on that point, Alfie, as well, you know, because on the program here, we would talk to established artists, we'd talk to upcoming artists, local artists, whatever the case may be. And a lot of the time, we would have heard from musicians who maybe started out their career in 2019 or 2020, and all they knew was live streams and trying to bring music out when there was a lockdown. But for Hudson Taylor, I mean, you guys are established in the Irish industry, European, worldwide, etc. You've been bringing music out for near on 10 years now. So that would have been completely against the norm of what you would have known. So was there a point that you thought, this just isn't for us anymore?
To an extent, yes. So, like, we started our career in 2008, and we started that by putting covers up on YouTube for these group of German people that we ended up playing songs to on the beach. And they said, put up songs on YouTube. And that's basically what started our whole career off, was because of that. So we continue doing that, and we owe a lot of our success to doing that on YouTube, you know. And a lot of the international people from abroad who know our music know it because they've seen it on YouTube. So in a way, we had that side of things down. But of course, we were doing it at a time when not many people were doing that. YouTube was only a thing for a few years before we got going. So it had changed an awful lot then when we came to depend on that during the pandemic. But I do find, yes, I was quite out of my depth, and as we both were, and trying to adapt to it, and the live streams and all the rest of it. And I just found there's a lot more people doing, everyone was forced to work online, so there was just less attention, less space. So you'd find yourself working for 3 hours making some videos and only get 10 views.
Yeah.
You know, and you kind of go, well, what does this, where are we going with this? You know, how can we, it's not sustainable, you know, emotionally, financially, all the rest of it, you know. So it's hard to get your head around. Social media in general is such a big part of music, but it's a very, very tough game, you know. There's no guarantees, and it's very hard. Everyone wants to go viral, but you can't plan it. I don't know, we're much more, I learned that, you know what, we just need to focus on the music, and if we get the music right and we like the music, well, then hopefully other people like the music. It's as simple as that, really. I think you can put a lot of time and energy into the online stuff, but if you don't have the music right, you don't like the music, what's the point, you know?
And I've made the point on the show before, and I know you guys have even done it when you're up on stage and you're playing a show and you'd say, look, we're going to play a new song here that you mightn't have heard. The crowd would listen attentively and you'd hear whether or not the crowd liked it. And, you know, somebody would come up after the show and say, God, when are you going to release that song? It's brilliant. During lockdown, you couldn't do that. You were putting stuff out on social media and hoping, maybe, I suppose, looking through the comments to see whether people liked it or not. So was that the case that, you know, feedback, you weren't getting that kind of feedback?
You don't get that, yes. You don't know what's good or bad or whatever. One thing that happened kind of in the writing process, which I was very grateful for, my partner, she's also in music. She's a singer-songwriter. Her name's Gabrielle Atten. She's absolutely amazing. But I live with her, and I was playing my tunes, and her opinion really mattered at the time because I just, you know, I respect her opinion, obviously. But also, you know, she helped write, she wrote some of the songs, and I kind of had that. But and then also, we do have a really loyal and amazing audience who listen to our stuff. We weren't necessarily putting out new music, but even just knowing that people were listening and it did matter to some people, that really helps, you know. Yeah, it was very different. Not like, so tonight, this gig we're doing in Wexford, just in about an hour's time, we're playing Over My Head, which is the new single of her album. We're playing that for the very first time tonight, and we've not had the feeling of playing a brand new song to a crowd in a long time. So I'll let you know. I'm really excited to see how it goes. I'm slightly nervous. We've got a sing-along part in it, and I hope people sing along, you know. But if not, you just try these things.
I'm sure they will. I mean,
the
tour is going to be something else. As you say, you're down in Wexford tonight. Big show in Dublin tomorrow then in the 3 Olympia. Also then on Sunday, you're playing in the West, and then you're going to the likes of Galway, Belfast, Derry, Cork, Limerick, Drogheda. So it's the first time you've toured maybe since 2019, is it?
It is. Yeah, and it, like this Olympia show, say we're doing tomorrow night, like that was meant to happen in April 2020 off the back of our last album, and for obvious reasons didn't happen, got pushed back. So there's a real pent up thing. Like we two albums that we are basically two albums of material new to the set list. It's really exciting making the set list. I feel like we've a lot of tunes now. We began the pandemic as an album with really only one album out. Now we have three, so we've plenty of songs to choose from, and just hoping we get it right and hoping people enjoy the show and that people come out, you know. It's just a tough time as well for music and selling tickets. Everybody's got a gig on, you know. Sure, on our dates, like, there's so many gigs I want to go to, but I'm actually playing a show on the day. It is a very busy summer for live music, so... I mean, great for the audiences, great for the bands. But there is that, yeah. It's there's also a lot going on, you know.
Yeah, it's great to see it back, and we're going to play two songs from the album, and two of my favourite songs, I have to say. One of them is Golden, and we'll play the other one shortly.
Lovely.
But just,
I think that'll be Golden's radio debut.
Will it really?
I think so. I have not heard anyone play it on the radio, but I'm glad you like it.
Yeah.
That's one of my favourites off the album as well.
I think it's brilliant. The two, I have the other one here in front of me as well, Setting Sun. So we would have played...
I love that. That one's the first one as well.
We've played the singles and, you know, they obviously go down really well. But what I love doing about the album is having a look at the other songs that maybe people wouldn't have heard before. Mm-hmm. And they're the two that we're going to play in a few moments' time. I've listened to you guys since you brought out the first album, Singing for Strangers, and the likes of Chasing Rubies and all of those songs that really got you going. This album, if I do say so, is your best work so far. And I think it's something that, you know, you can see that yourself and Harry have put the work into. You must be thrilled with it.
Look, I'm so... That gave me goosebumps, you saying that there. I'm so... I'm so very grateful for that, but I'm so happy with it. Ourselves, genuinely, we feel this is our best album. I think, just thinking about it as a bit of an overview, like our last albums, we love them, but we definitely approached... We spent a lot more time and energy writing singles, I think, for those albums, because singles are the ones that people mostly hear. Like you said there, you know, most people hear the singles and they might not hear the album tracks, which is fine. That's how people kind of consume music, you know. But this one, we really did want to focus and make it an album, a body of work. What are Harry and Alfie Hudson-Taylor feeling, thinking and sounding like in 2021? And that's what we wanted to kind of put across. So I'm so glad like people like yourself who work in music, you know, can hear that and appreciate that, because it's just really, really humbling, to be honest.
Great stuff. Well, listen, continued success. Enjoy the show down in Wexford tonight. 3 Olympia in Dublin tomorrow night. Not sure if it's sold out, Alfie, or there's still tickets if people want to go along.
There are a few tickets left. So if anyone does want to come along, please do. The more the merrier. We'd love to see people there.
Yeah, sure. It's really, only up the road really from us here in Kildare anyway. So if people want to make the trip up the N7 and go to the Olympia for a night out tomorrow night, go along and see Hudson-Taylor. The new album is out today, doing really well. Searching for the Answers, it's called. And Alfie Hudson-Taylor, great to chat to you on the programme, and talk soon.
Look, thanks so much for having me, and I really hope we can come in and play some songs soon.